And my guest has arrived. Peter Vale is the General Manager of Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and Peter's here to tell us all about what they're planning for Christmas at Haven Street. So, good afternoon, Peter.
Yes, hello, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me.
No, you're welcome, as always. So, what's going on, Peter? You've got quite a packed programme of stuff, I believe, over right through December.
We have, yes. And before I came out from Haven Street just now, I made the point of just asking the question of one or two, how long have we been doing this for? And it is actually 40 years
wow.
since we first did the Santa specials. And it's always been an important thing to us because, well... I'm not sure if people know this, but the railway is a registered educational charity.
Yeah.
So everything we do is all about preserving the history of railways on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Which is good. And anyway, so what we... It's the special events that particularly provide funds that we desperately need to, well, achieve our objectives.
Yeah.
And the Christmas activities are really, really important to us. So it all starts very soon.
Okay. When does it start, Peter?
Okay, right. Well, it's we start off at the weekends in December. So 5th and 6th of December.
Yeah.
Then 12th and 13th. And then we have a full run from the 19th to the 24th.
Okay.
And these are the Santa specials, which is obviously the pre-Christmas activities.
Okay. And what can people expect then? I mean, I know lots of people on the island go there every year anyway, because it's a sort of a must-attend event, isn't it?
It's built up
quite a reputation, haven't you?
It's a bit of a family tradition, and
yeah.
it's amazing. We just see the same faces over and over. And, you know, and of course, we've actually got... You know, people who came as children themselves now with their kids, which is great.
It's marvellous.
But yeah, as you quite rightly say, lots of people. It's just Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without coming to the steam railway.
Yeah. And what sort of things do you lay on, Peter?
Okay. Well, the main thing that we have is Santa is with us, of course.
Yeah.
And Santa has a lovely grotto, which is being constructed at this very moment. Santa's helpers, I think there's about 10 of them in there.
Are those the Haven Street elves?
That's right,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That they're all there as volunteers, helping out, setting up this grotto. They just love it. So it's quite an elaborate affair. And so the visitors will get to walk through the grotto. It's just full of all sorts of... just really interesting attention to detail things, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And of course, at the end of that, there is the visit to see Santa.
Yeah.
And the railway always makes sure that Santa gives every child a really nice present.
Yeah.
I believe
you've got a reputation for that, haven't you,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, that's
nice,
always been...
Every child gets a nice present.
Yeah, that's always been important to us.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, there's all sorts of other Christmassy sort of things going on. We have a children's entertainer, David Randini, who is very famous and popular on the island. David's always good value, always puts a really good show on for us. And so it's great to be having David back again.
Yeah.
And we've also got another local chap, Greg Chapman.
Yeah.
We met up with Greg a few years back, and he helped us out with our Railway Folk event. Greg's a very versatile entertainer. Almost anything we want him to do, he'll do. So he's just great. He'll do juggling. He'll do just all sorts of comedy and entertainment, escapology, anything. So he's always keeps the crowds very very amused.
Okay, that's good.
And
you've also got someone called Charles Dickens taking part.
This is
you?
New for this year. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
oh.
yeah.
Now, who on earth could that be?
Well, I've got a pretty good feeling. This year it's great. We've Charles Dickens turned up at the railway. I'm not sure what event it was. It was fairly recent. Oh, we did a little play and so on.
Yes, we did the Signalman.
That's right.
And then after that. For it is I am
Charles
Dickens.
Are you going to reveal yourself
in
now, Kevin?
Well, I'm not going to reveal myself to you, Peter, but this is a family show.
Absolutely.
But, in my other life, I do a recreation of Charles Dickens. And with my theatre group, we did a performance of The Signalman, written by Charles Dickens. And after that, I got really inspired to... become the man, and so I dress up as Charles Dickens, wear the wig and the tash and everything, and tell stories. So you have kindly been swept along on the tidal wave of love for Charles Dickens.
Yes.
And I'm going to be at your Christmas events from the 19th to the 24th, aren't I?
That's right, yeah. I think it might have been our Victorian weekend you came
before
as Charles Dickens.
Yeah, that was my first appearance as Charles.
And that went down really well. So when we said, are you available at Christmas, Charles?
Yeah.
So that's, yes, as you say, you're with us 19th to the 24th,
yeah.
Doing all sorts of Charles Dickens-y type things.
Yeah, reading, I've got a special version of A Christmas Carol, his most famous story, probably his most best-loved one as well. And I've just, if you like, rewritten parts of that and shortened it so that in 20 minutes it's the sort of story that children and families could sit down, take a breather, listen to the story, and in places join in as well with a bit of singing. So I'm hoping it'll be add to the sort of Christmassy atmosphere up there.
Yep, certainly get everyone in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
And talking of Christmas spirit, that's another thing that we do actually for every visitor. We do a glass of wine or mulled wine.
Oh, yeah.
And kiddies' soft drinks with mince pie and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
so, all really nice. So,
yeah.
I'm sure Charles Dickens will join us in some of that.
Oh, well, probably will, yes. And of course, the trains are running, aren't they?
Oh, of course,
that's
yes.
A big part
do you know
of
what?
It.
We forgot to mention the trains, yes.
Yeah.
There's so much going on, but no, of course, a train ride is a highlight. And, you know, a nice run through the countryside in winter is rather nice. And
yeah.
All the carriages are steam heated, so the actual heat from the locomotive steam does actually come through in a traditional way.
Yeah.
So it's lovely and warm, and so that's rather a nice experience.
Yeah.
So
how many trips will there be each day, Peter?
Well, each day we have, I think, one, two, three, four different train time departures from Haven Street.
Yeah.
And so visitors will book themselves onto a particular train.
Yeah.
But what we try and encourage everyone to do is perhaps arrive a little bit early or allow time after.
Yeah.
So that they can get to see the magic shows and they can get the mince pies and they can get to see Charles Dickens and everything else. But it's the train time which is pre-booked.
Yeah, okay.
And if I can have a little plug, I mean,
yeah, do.
We do... it does sell out. I mean, probably not unexpectedly. The busy time is Christmas Eve, and then it sort of sells out, sort of away from Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we do encourage advance bookings, which can be done online.
Okay.
So if you pop on to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway's website, all the details are on there, which is good.
Is it the case that it's already sold out?
Oh, not
yet.
I know that Christmas Eve and some of the days close to are getting quite busy now.
Okay.
So there is time at the moment, but if you ask me this question in a couple of weeks' time, I will be saying we're sold.
Okay.
Some of the days are getting sold out, yes.
So don't delay. And the easiest way to book is online.
It is, book online. All the details are there, and
it's
a relatively easy thing to book. And actually, there's a slight discount as well for booking online in advance as well. So
oh, fantastic.
That's
sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to coming because I haven't managed to get there so far. But it's interesting what you say about the 40-year history of it, and that leads us into more of a general chat, doesn't it, about the steam railway?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You've got a long, long history, and I presume through that history you've gone through some quite difficult patches, haven't you? Because you've had to stand on your own two feet as a charity, have you, ever since 1970s?
Yep. Yeah,
well, that's an amazing achievement to still be here, isn't it?
Well, it is really. I mean, the railway actually started in 1971.
Yeah,
and obviously it was just a very small affair. One locomotive had been saved from the scrap merchant almost.
Yeah,
and it was operated just between Haven Street. It wasn't even as far as Wootton, actually, so it was only about a mile of track. But over time, it's grown and developed from that very small beginning into what now is a pretty major tourist attraction. You know, we have over 100,000 visitors each year. But as you say, we're still an educational charity. Whilst we do employ, we've got nearly about, well, about 30 people we employ now, which for the island is quite a big employer. But we do have, we've got a database of over 300 volunteers who will all come out at different times, do different things. But it's them who really make it viable for us and make it all possible.
One of the things that's become an issue, quite a few people will be familiar with this story, the Island Line Railway service. So I wanted to ask you about this because I've been following the story as best I can through the county press about the fact that the franchise for Island Line is coming up and nobody's quite sure what's going to happen to the island's railway service, and you, either White Steam Railway, keeps cropping up in the conversation. Can you clarify in any way what involvement your organisation might have in a future island railway, or will there not be any involvement?
We want to be involved as best we can. As you quite rightly say, Kevin, the Island Line franchise is up for renewal in 2017. The Island Line franchise is all part of the big franchise which South West Trains have, running trains into Waterloo. So the island is probably only a small part of it, but it's quite interesting because we gather that the Island Line is quite an important part of that franchise. And because the Island Line, obviously the trains are of a certain age now. They date back to 1938. They're actually older than some of our steam locos. So there's a huge investment needed, but there's certainly a desire to keep the Island Line open, and which of course we support. Being absolutely selfish about it, there's one thing that we're particularly keen to achieve. And we see that the franchise renewal might be that opportunity. And what that is to extend our line into Ryde. As you probably know, at the moment we run from Wootton to Smallbrook Junction. Junction interchange with Island Line. But that's all it is. It's an isolated railway. There's no road access. There's no footpath access. So it's not an ideal situation. If, however, we could extend our line by a further mile from Smallbrook Junction to St John's Road in Ryde, then, of course, we've actually got a proper start point to our railway. If we could... The thing is, at the moment, there's a double track, which Island Line use, between Smallbrook Junction and Ryde St John's Road. As part of the discussions, there's a desire for the Island Line to operate on a half-hourly basis rather than a 20 and 40-minute basis. The reason it's like that, which doesn't tie in with the catamarans, obviously, is because of where the passing loops are. It's all historic. Anyway, I'm trying to make this fairly simple. If the passing loop was moved to the Brading area, which is almost halfway on Island Line, then the Island Line could achieve a half-hour service. And the bonus to us is that would make... There would be no need for the track between Smallbrook Junction and Ryde St John's Road, which means that potentially, we could do that and run our trains alongside Island Line, not on their line, so we couldn't do that, but alongside Island Line to St John's Road. And if we were able to do that, we would then promote St John's Road as being the entrance to the steam railway, with Haven Street more as a destination. Which would be quite a nice thing
Really. A major step forward, wouldn't it?
So what we're saying is, I mean, the question has been asked of us, steam railway, you know how to run a railway on the Isle of Wight, would you be prepared to even run Island Line? I've got to say the fairly simple answer is no. The reason for that is it is a major 364-day-a-year operation. That's not what we do.
Yeah.
What we're doing is very successful. We're making good progress with our plans and ambitions. We don't want to jeopardise that for, you know, and to be honest, this could well and truly take our eye off what we're trying to achieve. So we're saying, no, we couldn't run it. However, and we've got quite a bit of expertise because we operate to the same rules and regulations as the big railways.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is, well, from our management team and from some of our team, we could probably work with and assist whatever happened.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of suggestions being made at the moment whereby, you know, some of our wagons for maintaining tracks and all that sort of thing, you know, could be shared with us. You know, it seems a bit silly that, you know, there's a resource often which Island Line need to bring in, and we do as well. Well, let's just share everything almost.
Okay. So does your proposal involve more cost onto the franchise? Is that the problem? That
I think what
it would make the franchise more costly to run?
The franchise, as I understand it, is what the objective or the challenge is to the person or the group that wins the franchise. The challenge is to try and make the Island Line a little bit more, let it stand on its own feet, really.
Yeah.
Which it's not, it's been subsidised at the moment through South West Trains, which is, it all works well because it's all part of the bigger franchise. And of course, that's an option. It just carries on with that subsidy. Mm. So the commuters going from Woking to Waterloo are probably paying 20 pence extra on their fare to keep Island Line going.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's probably fine and could continue, but there is a desire to try and make Island Line a little bit more leaner in terms of costs and to make it... And so, as I say, by sharing some of our resources and facilities, we're sort of saying, well, yeah, we could probably work with you and do some of that.
So there might be some financial benefit for Island Line with Steam Railway being involved. And you could potentially get a major boost to your own service, which is a major attraction to tourists.
Yeah.
And at the moment, with all the news there is about tourism and the loss of funding from the council, then every little is going to help, isn't it?
It is. It's so important to us. So,
oh, well, good luck with all your negotiations then, Peter.
Yeah, and the thing that we're keen to support is just to secure the future of Island Line. You know, it is important to the island, and we're committed to doing whatever we can to help.
That's good news anyway. Well,
good.
Fingers crossed then for you.
Absolutely.
And Island Line.
Yes.
So just give us one more reminder, Peter, about the reason you came in. Of course, we sidetracked.
Oh yes,
that's a good play on words. We got sidetracked. Was the Santa specials, which begin tell us again, give us the date.
Yep. So it's the weekends of 5th and 6th of December.
Yep.
12th and 13th. And then we run through from Saturday the 19th to Christmas Eve. But then in addition, I should have mentioned this as well, we do run trains on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Which is rather nice, you know, just to get out, get a bit of fresh air and see a bit of countryside on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So that's what we call our mince pie specials, because you get a mince pie when you travel on the train as well. And then we're also open on New Year's Day for our... we call the New Year's Day the New Year special, surprisingly.
Can't think why.
No. So again, it's just a nice day to get out of sitting in front of the television or whatever.
Yeah,
most people are going to do it over Christmas. And
fantastic!
Yes, that's all good.
Oh, well, it sounds wonderful. So the main message from all this is, if you want to be part of the Santa specials, you're going to have to get on the website quite soon and book your place, because it does sell out quickly.
It does.
So that's why Peter's come in so early. So you heard it here first. So if you want to enjoy the Santa specials, go to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway website and book your place as soon as you can. But that's it for now then, Peter. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
No, you're very welcome.
And we look forward to seeing Charles Dickens very soon.
Oh, yeah, don't miss him.